This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Cultural perspectives on meat diets, ethics, tradition, and modern debates. Explore how cultural backgrounds shape meat-eating behaviors, ethical viewpoints, and the future of diets with plant-based and clean meat options. Cultural perspectives on meat diets. You know, when we talk about meat and diets, it's not just about what's on our plates, but what those choices mean to different people around the world. Meat eating isn't a simple yes or no topic. It's wrapped up in culture, tradition, ethics, and even economics. So, let's casually chat about how cultural perspectives shape how and why folks eat meat, and how those viewpoints are challenged and supported today. First off, it's important to recognize that in many cultures, meat isn't just food, it's a symbol. Take feasts and celebrations. Think Thanksgiving turkey in the U.S., lamb during Easter for many Christians, or beef in traditional Mongolian diets. These meals link people to their heritage and even to each other, reinforcing social bonds. In some indigenous societies, the hunt and preparation of meat carry spiritual meaning, connecting humans to nature in profound ways. But on the flip side, there are cultures and philosophies that emphasize plant-based diets or have restrictions against certain meats. For instance, many Buddhists practice vegetarianism or veganism, guided by the principle of nonviolence. Hinduism often shies away from beef due to the sacred status of cows. These beliefs are cultural, yet they tie deeply into what we call ethical eating. Speaking of ethics, that's where things get really fascinating, and sometimes heated. The debate over the pros and cons of eating meat is more than just about health. Environmental concerns, animal welfare, and even economic impacts play roles. Some argue that meat is essential for nutrition and cultural identity, while others push for reduction or removal of animal products for ethical reasons, including the emerging concept of sentiocentrism. Now, if you haven't heard that term before, sentiocentrism basically means considering the feelings and interests of all sentient beings, animals included, when making moral decisions. This view often fuels arguments against meat consumption, pushing for awareness that animals aren't mere resources, but beings who experience pain and pleasure. Still, completely eliminating meat isn't always an option or desire. That's why some people are excited about alternatives like clean meat. This is lab-grown meat that doesn't require animal slaughter, but aims to offer the same taste and texture as traditional meat. It's a way to balance cultural attachment to meat with ethical and environmental concerns. Though promising, clean meat also raises questions. Will it truly replace conventional meat? How accessible and affordable will it be globally? There's also a pragmatic side to this discussion: economic and social factors. In many developing countries, raising livestock is a livelihood. It's not just personal choice, but survival and community well-being. The cultural narratives around meat have to be seen through this lens too. So, where does all this leave us? It turns out that talking about meat and diet is more than health advice. It's a conversation about identity, values, and the future. It's important to weigh different arguments for and against eating meat from a cultural, ethical, and practical perspective without making quick judgments. If this piques your interest, there's a great resource called Eat Meat or Don't. It really dives into the ethical discussion around meat consumption and helps readers understand the complexity of the issue with empathy and nuance. Whether you eat meat, avoid it, or are somewhere in between, this book might offer insights that reshape how you think about what's on your plate. So next time someone brings up meat, remember it's not just dinner. It's culture, ethics, and a whole lot more. Learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and explore thoughtful perspectives by checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a way to engage with the conversation armed with knowledge and compassion.